a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the biggest changes this year is the public can't go in the Capitol. Just yet, anyway. Out of an abundance of caution, it closed through this week over threats of violence. Once it does reopen, there'll be a blended approach to having people in person and online.
For the first time ever, we won't just be audio streaming our committee rooms and hearings, but we'll be video streaming those.
Lawmakers want you to participate over Zoom with comments virtually.
It's going to be different. But there's going to be plenty of ways. In fact, there's going to be new ways and more ways for people to engage.
That's House Speaker Brad Wilson. Late last week, he outlined some of the Republican majority's policy goals for this year. Utah's actually going to have money left over in the budget. Republicans have said they want to give Utah some form of a tax break.
At the end of the day, it's putting a dividend back in the pockets of Utah residents so they can determine how to spend their money.
Democratic House Minority Leader Brian King says they want to make sure any breaks are targeted to help lower income communities and those most directly impacted by COVID.
I don't want to cut taxes just to say that we're cutting taxes. I want to cut taxes in a way that most effectively addresses the needs in the state of Utah right now.
Wilson says the tax breaks are part of their plan to broaden Utah's economic success. Another of their policy pillars, investing in Utah's growth through bills boosting roads, rails, water, infrastructure, and recreation. Education spending, another big priority.
By already funding growth, inflation, student enrollment, as well as a significant increase in the weighted pupil unit and a large bonus for teachers across the state.
Representative King says they want to work with Republicans on some of these issues, but do have some policy goals of their own.
We want to make sure that we pursue some of the police reform and public safety issues that arose out of the problems that we saw last year in connection with excessive force issues.
He says another important issue.
There'll be some significant legislation discussions, policy discussions, I think, surrounding guns.
Several bills will look at gun rights in the state, including Representative King's pitch again to create universal background checks. But getting Utah out of this pandemic is the overarching goal of lawmakers. In Governor Cox's proposed budget, a chunk of money would help with testing and the vaccine rollout. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.